It is WJR's game day in the D. Your chance to roar when Detroit hosts New York Sunday, November 23rd at Ford Field. And you could win tickets, transportation courtesy of MetroCars, and $100 to dine at Buddy's Pizza. All you got to do is download the free WJR mobile app, find that secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0WJR. And you, of course, can find more information at WJR.com. We find ourselves this morning at the Parade Company Pancake Breakfast presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and a room of collaboration of business leaders, of movers and shakers, but everybody is working towards the same goal, which is making Detroit more visible on a bigger stage and providing more opportunities for those here in the city.
And making a good pancake.
I haven't had any yet. You can attest to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Solid pancakes.
Everything's good.
It would be bad if the pancakes weren't good at the pancake breakfast.
Well, that would be.
You need good pancakes at a pancake breakfast.
Absolutely.
And you talk about collaboration and all the great work that gets done, and we've got two great examples of it here with us this morning. Margaret Trimmer is the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships at Delta Dental and joins us. It's great to see you again.
Good morning. It's great to be here, always.
And you're instrumental in everything that the Parade Company does, a close partner in what they do, and you've got a new float this year. A lot of great work being done at Delta Dental.
Oh, we have such an admiration for the work that Tony Michaels and the team here at the Parade Company do. They are magicians, and our new float this year is a float that is really about gratitude. We are so grateful. We have a network of dentists second to none, right? And we're thanking them, we're elevating them, we're celebrating them in our new float this year.
And we also have Dave Masseron. He is Chief Economic and Development Real Estate Officer for General Motors. Dave, good to see you.
It's good to see you. Good to be here.
So your role sits right at the, kind of at the crossroads of real estate development and community impact. So how do you balance the business strategy with doing what's best for Detroiters in the neighborhoods?
Well, you know, GM's history and our DNA are interwoven with the city of Detroit. And as GM does better and better, the city does better and better, and vice versa. So, you know, we couldn't be more excited. This is such an exciting time, too. Yesterday, Dan Gilbert was able to open Nick Gilbert Way at our headquarters. And seeing our new world headquarters, the beautiful window displays, the ability when we have this parade go by, have that amazing American flag, the 20-foot sign GM logo. It's just an exciting time. And what we're trying to do is kind of lean into our heritage along with, you know, the innovations we're making to try to put smiles on people's faces at the same time. And so I really hope when people come down to the parade, they're able to get over to the Hudson's Building to see those windows, to see that incredible investment that we're making in the community and that Mr. Gilbert made as well.
Are you moved in?
We are moving in on January 12th. We couldn't be more excited. And we have moved into the window displays, and we're in the process of building out the space, but we'll be there on January 12th, the week before the auto show, and it's going to be a great week leading into that auto show. And I mean, it's probably the thing I most look forward to as we head into next year.
Is it a little bit like moving out of a house, though? Like, you create these memories in a place, and you're excited to get into the new place, but, you know, there's got to be a whirlwind of emotions.
You know, there really is. I mean, this will be our fourth headquarters in the city of Detroit. The Renaissance Center served us well. We invested over $1 billion into it. And so there is a bit of sadness in leaving and building that was such an iconic piece of us. And by us, I mean the city, the skyline of the city, and General Motors. But at the same time, this new space will give us such an opportunity to collaborate both with the community and internally with our executives, that we're very excited, and I think we've worked really hard to set the Rensen up for its next chapter, as well as GM as we move into ours.
And Margaret, when you think of Delta Dental, you think of teeth, of course. but maybe tell us one
maybe
thing.
Maybe dentists.
About, yeah, that too, because they fix your teeth. But what? Kind of talk about maybe something that Delta Dental has done in the community that might surprise people.
Ah, good question. Well, when I think of Delta Dental, I think of smiles,
okay.
Right? And when I think of dentists, you know, I didn't always have great experiences as a child, but certainly now I think of gratitude.
Sure.
But the things we're part of, I mean, we're building a healthy, smart, vibrant community, and that includes a lot of different investments. And I think the one thing that people may be a little bit surprised is the investment we put on the Detroit River and the opening of the Delta Dental Play Garden inside the Ralph C. Wilson
yes.
Jr. Centennial
yes.
Park was just an extraordinary, really almost career shopping experience. If I do nothing else, being involved in that will probably be the most epic thing I've done.
Play Garden seems right up our alley. I have a three-year-old.
It's a really beautiful space. And when I was there on opening weekend, just listening to the families and the kids express both gratitude and awe, that's the kind of stuff we want to be part of, right?
Exactly.
The awe-inspiring things, and the parade is always one of those.
I was talking to Margaret, like, you have a cool job because you can bring joy like that to families and different partnerships that you guys do.
I have the best job I've ever had, that's for sure, and I think I do have one of the best jobs in the city.
Yeah, and you know, the work that gets done at a volunteer level, obviously both of your companies do a lot of volunteer work in the city of Detroit. It's hard not to imagine a Delta Dental or a GM. I mean, it's so vitally, it's an important cog into what we do.
Yeah, I mean, within the state of Michigan, we have 50,000 employees, over 48 facilities. We've spent over $17 billion in the state in the last decade. On a charitable basis within the city, we spent $160 million giving back, trying to create the smiles that Delta Dental is helping create themselves across the city. And our employees are an incredible part of that. It's one of the most gratifying parts about working at GM is seeing when we go out and do GM Cares events, all of the GM employees rolling up their sleeves and doing something for the community. And again, this parade is about volunteerism. It's about partnerships across the scale from business to the volunteers. And it really is, you know, I know you have a young child who's three. I have three. And the Thanksgiving Day Parade is, you know, those core memories that really tie you to a city and tie you to a community.
Absolutely.
And that's why this is such a great time and great ability for us to give back both to just the residents of the city, but also our employees.
I just am just in awe of just how many people are involved with the parade company. I mean, it's you're sitting on the couch here with GM, but we had Ford here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all the health systems. It's really the movers and shakers of this town that care so deeply. It's Delta Dental. Everyone involved with this parade is very impressive.
They care for this parade. Yeah. They care about it. It's been here 99 years.
Everyone in this room is a customer of ours. So first of all, we really appreciate collaborating with our customers, linking arms, and just doing good, bringing it up a notch by doing it together.
Mm. Yeah, I do think that one of the things that sets Detroit apart is the corporate community, the foundation community. We all work together, and that's why we've seen such an incredible resurgence over the last several years, and I think we'll continue to see it in the future.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same in every other city, because I'm from Pittsburgh, and there's an article about Detroit in the Pittsburgh paper recently that my dad read, and how Detroit did it right, and it's because of these partnerships.
Yeah, it really is, and it's gratifying. I mean, even you guys being here and shedding light on all the good work being done is another example of that, and so we're very appreciative of this opportunity. And while not everyone in this room is our customers, we hope at some point they will be, but this is an opportunity for us to have fun, as Bob Ryan said this morning. And so having our float sit next to the Ford Motor Company float, it's cool. It's cool seeing these iconic companies of Michigan next to each other pulling together towards the same goal for the community.
I am a customer, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Margaret Trimmer with Delta Dental and Dave Masseron with General Motors. Thank you both so much. Great to see you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
See you on Thanksgiving.
That's right.
You know it.
We'll take a break. More coming up next here on JR Morning.